I will ask Wigand. I'll ask Director Wigand to lead us tonight.
All right, if you please rise.
Please repeat after me. Ready to begin. I pledge allegiance
Allegiance to the
of the
flag, United States of America,
and to
and
the
to the
Republic
Republic
which
for which it
stands,
stands, one nation, under God,
with
indivisible, with
liberty and
liberty
justice.
and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll, please?
Roll call, Director Amezcua, Director Bilodeau,
Present.
Director Green,
Here.
Director Jung,
Present.
Director Meeks, Director Nguyen,
Here.
Director Sheldon, Director Tran, Director Wigand, Director Yeo.
Here.
You do have a quorum with six directors present.
Mr. General Manager, are there any items received too late to be agendized?
No items too late to be agendized, but we would like to pull item number six, and we'll bring it back to the board on July 2nd.
Great. Now's the time for visitor participation for any items that are not on tonight's agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board. Anybody from the public like to address the board at this time? Seeing none. That brings us the consent calendar, which consists of items 1 through 20, but we're pulling item six for consideration at a later date. What is the pleasure of the board?
Move the rest.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll?
Roll call. Director Amezcua is absent. Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Meeks? Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Wigand?
Yes.
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with seven yes votes, with Directors Tran, Amezcua, and Sheldon absent.
Great. That brings us to item 21, which is the renewal of the 2025-26 tax and revenue participation notes. And Mr. Kennedy, go ahead.
I'll give a summary here. This was discussed at the Administration and Finance Committee. It involves issuing debt, so it's bad form to put this on the consent calendar, so it's a matter for consideration. But it's the Tran supports our commercial paper program. Our commercial paper program allows us to issue debt very quickly at a very good interest rate if we ever need to. In the past, we've bought unbudgeted things, slugs of water or land. It's like a credit card, and then you can repay it off as you wish. But to support the commercial paper program, you need to renew the TRAN, the tax revenue and anticipation note. It acts as collateral to our public finance corporation that actually issues the debt. So, but it's something we do every year. That's a quick summary. We can go up to $70 million. And then our CFO and our bond counsel are here if there's any questions.
Great. Any questions for staff on this item? What is the pleasure of the board?
So moved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll?
Roll call, Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with seven yes votes, with Directors Amezcua, Tran, and Sheldon absent.
Great. That brings us to item 22, which is the Pradobasin short-term sediment removal compliance contract. I will turn it over to sir. Good evening.
Principal Engineer Alex Waite will give this presentation.
Right. Good evening, Board. Pleasure to be with you tonight to speak on the Prado Basin short-term sediment removal compliance project. So before we get into this specific project, I want to touch on two different things. So there's the short-term sediment removals, and this is an obligation as part of our permit provided by Army Corps U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. But there's also the long-term sediment removals. This is a long-term sediment management strategy that the district is looking at to maintain our water conservation pool behind Plateau Dam. Again, we're going to focus on the short-term sediment removals tonight. At the very end of the presentation, I'm going to turn it over to Lisa to talk about some of the long-term sediment strategies. So going over the removal obligations, In 2020, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service offered a biological opinion that said that the district was obligated to remove 250,000 cubic yards of sediment behind Prado Dam beginning in year 2020. There was also a second opinion in 2024 through the five-year deviation of FIRO. That was 1,200 cubic yards that was removed annually over 5 years. So just to note, the district is already removing that sediment, that 1,200 cubic yards, as part of our regular maintenance activities. But 250,000 cubic yards, that's a lot of material that our staff is not able to accomplish alone. So we need to go out to a separate contract for a contractor to come and remove that sediment on an annual basis from an existing sand trap. So tonight's presentation is focused on this first phase of the project for that 250,000 cubic yards. So let's talk about this plan for the short-term sediment removal. So there was an existing sediment trap, think of it as a bathtub, that was installed, constructed adjacent to the Santa Ana River in 2020 as part of the sediment management demonstration project. That trap was excavated, and over time, through natural erosion of the river, that trap was then filled in with sediment, and now it's full again. So the intent of this project is to utilize that existing sand trap, excavate it about 100,000 cubic yards this first phase, wait for natural erosion to occur, fill the trap, and dig it out again about every year for 5 years. And there's a very short window we are allowed to do this. We're hemmed in by bird nesting season on one end and the start of the rain on the other. So it's roughly a two-month period where we're allowed to actually remove sediment. So as part of this project, we'd be utilizing an existing access road. It's roughly about 3 miles. And then stockpiling the sediment on properties that are owned by Orange County and crossing through some properties that are also owned by U.S. Army Corps and one that's leased out to site parks. Also part of this plan is a sediment monitoring plan. This plan is really important to implement because it is, one, a permit compliance requirement as part of the EIR mitigation efforts for us to remove sediment. But second, it helps the district analyze and evaluate how much sediment is actually being filled on an annual basis, informs how many times we're able to do this project so we can complete it within that five-year span. It's a little bit small on this TV, but hopefully you can imagine it here. But this is a little bit more detailed figure showing the plan set trap kind of in the middle bottom in blue, the access road that's existing and crossing through properties that are shown in very small text, U.S. Army Corps, and some that are shaded in yellows, Riverside Parks that are leasing that property. So I'm showing this because there's a lot of different parties that are involved in terms of permitting for these efforts. So I mentioned the EIR, and this sand trap is already permitted through an existing EIR. And staff is working on an addendum to that EIR to allow for the haul route and the stockpile locations. We also have 404 permits for the U.S. Army Corps that staff is working on acquiring, as well as approvals through 401 and 408. There's approvals through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. There's access agreements with Army Corps. There's an encroachment permit of the Public Works. There's a lot of different permits that are involved in this process, and staff is actively working to acquire all those permits before the contractor gets going a little bit later this year. All right. There it is. Okay. So what are the opportunities for this sediment? Well, for some of you who actually visited that sand trap, you've seen that the material is really high quality. This is the same set that ends up at the mouth of the Santa Ana River and beach replenishment projects. So this is really high quality material that has a lot of beneficial uses. There's some existing users who are interested, such as the Orange County Transit Authority, the City of San Clemente. Now, these users have come to us recently, and they have immediate need for the sediment to replenish beaches south Orange County. And so that's helping to expedite this project, because if the cost was entirely on the district to take this sediment, haul it away, dispose of it, this could be $50 to $60 per cubic yard. With the stockpiles, others taking this material for us, it's down to $20 per cubic yard. So it's 2 to 3 times less money for us to do this project with those beneficial users as mine, which is great. Some other things that are relevant with this project is that it will inform long-term options. What can we do to maintain the health of the base with sediment that's an ongoing process in our water conservation pool? All right, so now this phase one. So objective here, we have identified 100,000 cubic yards of material that can be removed this year. And so there's three different parties that are necessary in order to complete this project. We have the contractor who's there to remove the existing vegetation, to prepare the stockpile sites and excavate that sand trap and haul it to the stockpile locations. a construction manager to monitor the progress, as well as the sediment monitor to implement the permit mitigation requirements, and to survey the river to inform extraction activities past this phase one activity. Just want to clarify some points about this project. So first off, this phase one is currently budgeted in the next fiscal year's budget. But just to note that the current budget was set with the intent to work on the stockpile locations and finish design. But with this expedited process that we've seen with some of the users who want this material immediately and ready to go, the bids that may be coming in may be a little bit more than the budget that's already approved. And so we come back for the notice of award, we may be requesting a budget amendment. So stay tuned on that. Couple other things that are important. So the district is only responsible for extracting the sediment from the sand trap and hauling it to the stockpile sites. The actual sorting, the hauling, the use at beach locations or where it might be, that's for the beneficial users to manage on their own projects. So they need their own permits and process in order to do that effort. And then finally, the future sediment removals, as I mentioned, are based off of the impacts that this first project has and those weather patterns. So in a very dry year, that sand trap fills very, very, very slowly. Erosion is very slow. In a wet year, it can fill almost immediately. So we have no way to determine that until we have some wet weather events that can inform how much the sand trap is filling up. All right, so this phase one schedule, so authorize the notice inviting bids. Looking to post the request for bids the week of June 30th, award the contract at board meeting on August 6th, with the intent to mobilize the contractor by September 1st, finish this project by early November, and through this whole process, the sediment monitoring program is being implemented to measure the health of the river, and we'll do one final event on this program for the sediment monitoring about a year after we finish the excavation, just to see the long-term impacts. So just in closing, this is a regulatory requirement project. We have to do this project in order to maintain a water conservation pool. Those beneficial users are significantly reducing the cost of this project for the district. There's a lot of material that's available this year, and there's parties that are available to take it immediately. But the window for the sediment removal is coming very, very soon. And so we need to expedite this contract as much as possible in order to get our contractor mobilized and ready to go by September 1st. And finally, there's additional support that's required through a construction management sediment monitoring program institute. So just want to close with a recommendation to authorize publication of the notice inviting bids for contract PV 2025-1, authorize the issuance of a request for proposals for the construction management services for this phase one project, and finally authorize amendment number 2 to the existing agreement with Siebel Engineering for an amount not to exceed $312,700 and extend the contract term to June 30th, 2027 to assist in implementing that sediment removal monitoring program. So before I close for questions, turn it over to Lisa to talk about any of the long-term sediment management strategies that we're working on.
Thank you, Alex. Great presentation. Okay, this is 2 years in the making, getting this project off and running. So super excited that it's being proposed this evening. I want to remind you that we're also looking into the future and planning for the future. So as we're getting these permits for the short term, we're making these permits be long term so that we'll still have the permits available to us after the short term to continue this work long term if we choose to. And so that'll be an option for us. We won't have to go through this process again. So we're looking at 5 and 10 year permits, depending, but we're wanting to put it into our regular maintenance program at Prado. In addition to that, we're also looking at future projects, and we have pitched a few bypass projects, engineering projects for conceptual that we've given to Army Corps for review, and they're going to come back to us and let us know what their boundaries are in terms of engineered projects. Plus, we're also looking for higher elevations. So another way to get around our sediment problem is to go higher in elevations. And again, we're looking forward to the airport going away at Corona and that being an opportunity where we could raise that parcel up and move some sediment from our area to their area to do that. So that's another long-term solution for getting sediment out of the area. Plus, we're also working with the River Summit. It's a new organization in the Santa Ana River watershed who's interested in collaborating on long-term sediment solutions. So we're going to be pitching some ideas with them and looking for some cost-sharing opportunities as well. So just want you to know we have a lot of ideas for the future as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Okay.
Are there any questions for Alex at this time? Mr. Yeo.
Yes. Thank you, President Bulina. Thank you, Alex. My question is related to the sand trap. You mentioned that we're trying to measure how much erosion is coming down the river, or is that part of the 408 permit? Or
so the measurement is not part of the 408 permit. That's actually part of our existing EIR. So it's a mitigation effort for activities in removing that sediment.
Okay. And then the amount of sediment is based on the amount of rain we get, right? Yeah, and so
exactly.
And so you're going to try to collect some data and maybe extrapolate?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just curious.
And praying for a lot of rain to fill it up as fast as possible.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Great. I have a question. So this action, we're going to go out for RFP and bids from like grading contractor types, right? And then will you be coming back to the board with the final award?
Yes.
Okay. So that's, you're on a pretty tight deadline, obviously.
We are.
Okay. And have you built in enough contingency into this to cover all events? I guess you're going to come back to the board anyways, and we can adjust the budget then, but just want to make sure that you've got enough leeway since we're under a tight deadline.
Absolutely. We'll be looking at that as soon as we get the bids in from the contractors and assessing what would need to be done in terms of any increases to the budget.
Okay, great. Any other questions, Mr. Yeo?
Thank you. I just remember that I think you mentioned that our project is just to move the sand from the sand trap to a stockpiling site. Mm-hmm. And whoever is interested in this material will probably have to set up something, right? Hopefully there. And then they're the ones responsible for the permits and all that other stuff related to improving or sorting out the material to something that they need for whatever purpose that serve.
Yes. That's right.
Okay. So that part doesn't concern us. Okay. Good. Thank you.
I have a question.
Yes.
To follow up on that. So when we stockpile this, we don't have a partner right now to take it away, right?
We are in talks with several partners. So Orange County Transit Authority and San Clemente are the most immediate ones kind of driving us to do this as fast as possible. So our intent is to have this stockpiled within the next couple months so they can come in, do all their analyses that are required to test that this is the sand that they want to put on the beach. At this time, our expectation is that it will be that sand. And once they're done with those activities, they can come back on a year-round basis to that stockpile. So there's really not an issue on time limit on their end to come and get it. The issue is getting it out of the basin in the first place. Yeah.
But we're responsible for it while it sits there, while it's stockpiled.
That's correct.
And so what kind of protections do we have in place there? Are we going to be, you know, this, we get a lot of rain and it runs into somebody's pool.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Yeah. So as part of the design for this project, we are implementing several best management practices to manage any stormwater or erosion that could occur on the project site. So developing a stormwater catchment pond that's adjacent to the retention, or excuse me, the stockpile to deal with issues like that, so we're not impacting our neighbors. And that's also a condition of our encroachment permit, the County of Orange, for using their property for the stockpiles in the first place.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So moved.
We're not going to fill a bunch of sandbags from the sand and just...
Listen, if you're welcome to come. You want to fill up your...
No, I mean, the BMP is not going to be sandbags, right?
No, absolutely not.
I'll second Director Green's motion.
Okay.
If I can just go comment, ahead. Appreciate staff for working this through. This has been a quick turnaround to get this moved forward. But there is one little spot that was missed, too, was just that... If we don't put it at the site that Public Works has granted us with the easement there and usage, it's going to go to a site somewhere that nobody can use it, nobody can touch it, and it'll just be forever kind of forgotten. So we have to move the sand out no matter what, but the site we identified wasn't really accessible to anyone else. And now that staff has worked with the flood control district at the county to get a site identified, then it gets to be a possibility to be used for somebody else. So it's a kind of a win-win for everyone. So I really appreciate staff's hard work on that and getting this expedited so we can start this year instead of waiting until next year, which is the requirement we have to do anyway. So I think this is a big thing, and it's kind of a story to tell OCWD working with all these other entities for the common good. So I think it's a cool story to tell.
Okay.
Great. We have a motion and a second on the floor. Madam Clerk, will you call the roll?
Roll call, Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Jung?
Aye.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Wigand?
Yes.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries 8-0 with Directors Tran and Sheldon absent.
Great, thank you very much. That brings us to informational items. First is item 23, which is the Public Affairs Outreach Report, which, Gina, you gave a very extensive report at LegCom. Would anybody like to hear anything additional? I think pretty much everybody heard it at LegCom. So thank you for your report this evening. that brings us to item 24. Myself and Director Jung participated yesterday in the SAPA meeting. And it was kind of an eventful meeting. It was held at the Eastern Municipal Water District. And I would say probably the most significant action that came out of it was that I appointed an interim general manager yesterday. And I cannot give any other details. So moving right along.
Is Jeff retired?
I cannot give any other additional information at this time regarding that. Karen Williams, who is the CFO, is the interim general manager at SAP. As of yesterday afternoon. That'll bring us to item number 25, which is the water resources summary.
Mr. President, that information's in the packet and staff can answer any questions.
Great. Any questions of staff? And moving right along, that brings us to item number 26, which is reports on committees and conferences. The first one is ComLeg, which is Chair Tran, who is not here this evening. So it looks like maybe Mr. Yeo was present at that meeting.
Yes, the information is contained in tonight's packet.
Great. Next is the Water Issues Committee, Chair Green.
The report's within the agenda.
Fantastic. And we have Admin Finance Committee.
Again, the information is contained in tonight's packet. And if you want to highlight an item that's not on the consent of tonight's board meeting, but was on the consent of the Admin Finance, and that is the district again received a certificate of achievement for excellence in financial reporting. And I believe that's 17 years in a row. And coincidentally, our CFO has been with us for 17 years. So thank you very much, Randy. That concludes my report. Thank you.
Fantastic. And are there any reports on committees, conferences, or meetings attended at district expense? Anyone like to disclose? Hearing none. That brings us to verbal reports. President's report. Just wanted to say sorry I missed the last meeting. Understand I missed a big vote, but we'll try again another time. General Manager's report.
I just wanted to mention, I sent the board an email this afternoon. I will be out the next four working days. And in my absence, Mehul Patel will be acting general manager.
Thank you. Any director's reports? How about the general counsel report?
We have no closed session this evening. I can also report that I do have a trial that starts at the beginning of July, so I'm going to have to work my schedule with that, but I'm working to miss as little as possible. Make sure I'm here. Just want to let the board know.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you. This is a short meeting. Happy summer, everybody. The meeting is adjourned.